I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Hello, I'm Sol Lazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the promoter-producer of the Rota Psychic Fair, returning to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 21st and 22nd. If you're not on the email list for rotapsychicfair.com, get on it so you can be informed of the ongoing events, such as the quarterly preview. We had the last one in June. The next one's coming up September 29th. We're also planning to have additional events throughout the year leading up to our one big event every year. So please get on that email list. Here we are in September already. It's been a fast year. It's been a busy year. It's been an active year for everyone that I know. And we're going to hear more about September from Kirilani as we replay her Go With The Flow segment from last week so we can actually really digest all the in-depth information she shared about what September has to offer. But before we do that, for those who listen, you know I like to start each show with a reading from Day by Day with James Allen. Now, in 1903, James Allen published his essay, As a Man Thinketh. And he chose the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It was described by Allen as a book that will help you help yourself. He wanted us to know that in every thought world, you hold the key to every condition, good or bad, that enters your life. Now, some of us don't like being confronted with the idea that our reality is truly a situation of our own making, from the habits, beliefs, patterns, and thoughts that we have infused ourselves with from the past. The good part is, however, is that our past thoughts, habits, beliefs don't create our future. Our present thoughts, habits, and beliefs create our future. So by working patiently and intelligently on your thoughts, you can remake your life and transform your circumstances, having a new future not predicted by your past. Now, in Day by Day with James Allen, his essay has been broken into a separate section for each day of the month. And for the fourth day of the month, this Labor Day, this holiday for many, many people, and right now, one of the reasons we're having this replay is because I'm at the Monterey County Fair providing some fun and entertaining readings of palmistry, numerology, and tarot for people. But today, for this fourth day of September, James Allen tells us, live in the solution. A person cannot directly choose his circumstances, but he can choose his thoughts, and so indirectly yet surely shape his circumstances. That is the entire premise of As a Man Thinketh. There may be a time in your life when you chose to think about challenges and obstacles as bad luck or something working against you. Instead of looking at each and everything as a learning opportunity, as a lesson, the late Wayne Dyer shared a story one time about the baking of bread, and everyone seems to love the smell of fresh baked bread, of how all those ingredients come together to create a scent that's so heavenly. And even in this gluten-free world, warm bread from the oven with some melted butter is still, oh my goodness, it's such a devilish treat that hopefully sometime in your life you can enjoy it, even if you can't enjoy it all the time. But Dr. Wayne Dyer wanted to remind us that in order to make that bread, that wheat had to be grown. In order for that wheat to be grown, the field had to be covered with fertilizer, with manure. That everything good that came into the creation of that bread started with a load of crap. So when manure shows up in your life, instead of saying, here's a problem, we can now recognize that, look, something good is going to grow out of this. I may not know what it is. I may not be able to predict it, but something good will come thanks to this manure. James Allen says, live in the solution. A person cannot directly choose his circumstances, but he can choose his thoughts and so indirectly yet surely shape his circumstances. And as you know, with the rest of my practices during the day, I love to start each day with the reading from the Daily Word put out by Unity Corporation. And the Daily Word always has a positive affirmation for each day. And today, for September 4th, it says, I care for my mind and body by taking time to relax. So in this push year, in this rush year where everything is coming at us so fast, allow yourself some time to relax. Allow yourself some time to free your mind. One of the best ways is a walk in nature. Even if you have small children, pushing a stroller down the street in nature will help you release. Allow yourself that time. And now, so you can plan for your new future, let's hear what Kirilani is offering for September. Well, with that, let's transition to our segment for today. Kirilani is a healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot, and a bridge of light. Her unique fusion consultations bring great insight and transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and colors, providing custom essential oil blends, hand-dyed silk scarves, and custom brewed teas to empower her clients' personal vibrations. And she provides her unique Go With The Flow segment, usually on the first Monday of each month. However, this month, she's providing it here on this last Monday of August for September, since we'll be doing a replay on September instead of a live show. So let's go ahead and welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, thanks, Olazar. And wow, September already, this year has been such a fast-moving year. And in a year that's all about new beginnings, that's what happens. We have a lot of quick-moving energy. And we talk about the five also being quick-moving energy. That's what we had for June and July. And September is going to bring that burst of acceleration back again. And this time, that focus is on action. We are in the manifesting part of the year. We are rich and deep into that manifesting part. So September gives you a wonderful opportunity to bring this energy of the year, all about new beginnings, starting new things, initiating new projects, starting a new way of life, transforming and rebuilding who, reinventing who we are, becoming who we truly came here to be. September gives us all of this beautiful month that pushes for action, pushes to say, get off the couch, try it, take action, move forward, take practical steps in every day. And most importantly, September brings this energy of limitless potential, of magic and miracles, because it represents this pregnant void of all the possibilities. it's very closely aligned to the goddess energy. And in that pregnant void of all the possibilities, all things are possible. So we reach into that void and we say, in this moment, where should I focus? My energy, my resources, as Solazar was talking about, what we have, where we are right in the moment, creates our future, our present thoughts and actions. So when we talk about where we focus our energy, that's creating our future. And more so in September than any other month, because that limitless energy requires direction. And we give the universe our direction with our focus, what we spend our time on, what we spend our money on, where we put our heart, where we put any intense emotions. So if we have great fear about something, if we have worry about something, that's putting focus and energy on those things. And those may be those exact things that we don't want to have expand in our garden. So this is a month to be very pristine with what we think, where our feelings on a calibration scale, and in the moment as things come up, use that power of September, of limitlessness. It also brings limitless transformation. Use it to help us transform. Because in that 1 year that we're in for 2017, we are planting the seeds for this whole next cycle for not just the next 9 years, but the next 99 years. So that's worth planting good seeds. And we've been talking about this seed planting all year long. When we get to September, it's like putting Miracle-Gro on those seeds. They are growing wild in the garden. So hopefully they are the seeds that nourish you, that nurture you, that bring you the sweetness of life, that bring you beauty and joy and wonder. Those are the seeds that we want to make sure in September we're going back and putting extra juice on. That we're going back and saying, I am definitely not just sitting on the couch dreaming, but I'm putting those plans in action. And you can see in September how rapidly things can manifest and materialize in your life. And look, as people come into your life, what message they have for you. Because we are in a millennium that's all about connection. And that's lining up to the energy of next year that in September, even now, is starting to come in. So that energy of collaboration, of communication, of connection, of relationships and partnerships, we see it out there on a virtual level with the web. We see it out there in new group funding models. You see it in different collaborative forums. All of these new ways of approaching problems in the world are all tied on connection. You even think of Facebook, right? It's about all these connection points that otherwise you wouldn't have been able to find these people anymore. You wouldn't have been able to connect around common things that you care about, that you have a passion about. So that whole find your tribe theme, or that find like-minded people who care about the same things and align your energy together. That is all empowered as we go through this time period in September, October, November, and into next year. But September is really that kickoff of that energy. So in this month of magic and miracles, of anything can happen because it's a wild card month, this is the time to use your focus to say, these are the things I do want in my life. So if you get talking with friends or with family members, and it's really easy to fall into all the list of things that we have to complain about, all the list of the things that isn't the way we want them to be, catch yourself, catch each other and refocus on what do we want to create. Because when we combine together with that focus, we amplify the focus. It's not just my focus or your focus by itself. When we come together, it amplifies it more than just one and one makes two. It becomes an exponential expansion of light, an exponential expansion of love. When we're focusing with our passion, with our desire on what we want to create, that is that spark that lights the flame and fuels our passion, our dreams, our desires into action. So September is going to be a really even faster month, if that's even possible, than we saw in June and July, or that we've seen already this year, because it's a little bit like the water going down the drain after we get through this part of the year. We've been building up, building up, building up on the creative cycle. We've gone into the manifesting cycle. We are now at harvest. And once we start harvesting, it's not as easy to change what those seeds were because you're already picking the fruit, right? So here we go. In this month, on September 6th, we have that full harvest moon. It is going to be a powerful day to connect with that goddess energy within, to connect with that life force, and to really feel yourself as being a seed of the divine. So when you look at this year, it's all been about this year of becoming. And it's easy to look outside ourselves and talk about creation and manifestation and talk about these projects we're going to do out in the world. Your greatest project this year is yourself, of becoming who you truly are, of shedding those things that you are not. As we come into September, that comes to a level of fruition. That becomes a little bit more solid. If you've been feeling a little amorphous this year, feeling a little bit like, well, I don't even really know how to define myself, that's good. Because ultimately, this one energy of this year, of 2017, is realizing that although we are individuals, we are part of a larger whole. We are connected to everything. We are connected to the web of life. And within each of us is the reflection of each other. We have been everything to each other. We have had all experiences under heaven and earth. And we are here to take whatever is in our personal library of experiences and use that to transform it to a higher level of light and illumination. That is the work as we go into September. And I would say that is the joy. That is the liberation. That is the revelation. If we do that work well, as we come out of this year of becoming, we become more of that light and love of who we came here to be. So don't be afraid of going into those places to say, ah, something's coming up. I'm getting triggered about something. Go into it. Go in as deep as you can go. And say, I'm going to offer that up to the light and let it transform. September gives us a lot of power of transformation because those tools, the tool of focus, the tool of limitlessness that is part of September, and the tools of transformation, they are all kissing cousins. They are all part of the same. If you had a three-sided dice, I guess. All of those are possible, and all three need each other to be the greatest sense of empowerment of each of those tools. So we talked about this harvest moon on September 6th. I also want to point out September 4th, you have a portal of limitless potential. That is a day for magic. So if you want to play the lottery, great, play that. But what would be the lottery in your life? What would lottery winning look like to you? That's really what to focus on. Not on the how, on the what do you want to create in your life. On September 5th then, you have this energy of that whole living library of all of creation. So that run-up, 4th, 5th, and 6th, very powerful. Then on September 12th, we have another one of these portals. This one focuses on the emotional body. You have a portal of magic. What does emotional magic look like to you? Well, to me, it's opening my heart to a greater level of love, to open myself to feel the eternal love of the mother, of the goddess energy, to allow that to flow through me. So whatever that is for you, focus on that September 12th. Then on September 20th, we have the new moon coming in to bring truth to light. Very powerful day. And then on September 15th, we have this wonderful configuration, the same as the day on the harvest moon, and it's asking us to allow that part of ourself that is light and love and truth, unconditional love, unconditional hope, unconditional faith and inspiration, to combine that with the wisdom of knowing that that is who we truly are, to be that seed of God, to be that bridge between heaven on earth. So that goddess energy we have all running through September, it helps us remember, it activates the wisdom within us that we are peace, that we are love, that we are light. So very powerful sequence, that's September 6th, 15th, and we have another one of them coming on September 24th. So that one will be aligned to the spiritual spark of lighting the top of the bridge and just filling ourselves with that cosmic consciousness, with that Christ consciousness of love and light. We have one other day on September 22nd I wanted to point out too. Autumn equinox is going to be a very powerful, powerful day vibrationally. That autumn equinox brings the balance of light and dark. It allows us to embrace all that is. And in embracing the shadow parts of ourself, as well as the light, we come back into union. We come back to a new state of wholeness and balance. And that is really that gift that spring equinox and autumn equinox brings to us. And on that day, we have the vibrations of heaven on earth with awakening to the highest level of who we are and bringing wisdom and clarity. So super big day energetically. Whatever you have planned for that day, if you can, I'm going to do this actually as we speak, go in and mark that day aside. Try to make it a lighter day. If you have any control over your personal schedule, so you can have some time for meditation, so you can have some time to go inside and embrace all those parts of yourself, the wounded inner child, you know, the parts that we would call the dark nights of our soul or the shadow part of ourself. Because in a 1 year, what also comes up, the opposite of going into union, is seeing the one as separate, seeing ourselves as separate from the divine, separate from each other, and going into ego. If we can take those parts of ourselves and allow them to transform in September as we work up toward the equinox and come back into wholeness to see the benefit of the ego, but not allow it to run our life, that becomes the gift of this year. Wow, what a month. So if we look then at the final day on September 30th, we have yet another one of these days that brings that seed of God, that bridge between heaven and earth. So here we have one, let's see, the September 4th, September 6th, September 15th, oh, and September 12th, September 24th, and September 30th, all weave those same energies. It's like a almost like a DNA pattern throughout the month that is saying, wake up to this energy of unconditionality and inspiration, of love and light and truth. That's going to be all about next year. It's the upliftment of Christ consciousness to a higher level without sacrifice. That energy, along with this bridge between heaven and earth, this fourth dimensional energy, where we can take and uplift all of our emotions to a higher, more spiritual level. So really interesting month vibrationally. Be gentle with yourselves coming out of this eclipse that we had in Leo that Solazar was talking about. Very powerful impact to people. So it's allowing ourselves, it's kicking up, you know, a lot of emotional things for a lot of people. This is good. It lets you say that that is, that's the fodder for our transformation. And sometimes for some people, it's the manure that lets the plant grow. It's the fertilizer, right? It gives us the motivation to do the transformation work. So, wonderful month. I want to share some of the vibrational tools people can work with to align with that energy of the limitless potential, the magic and the miracles, and that pregnant void of all possibilities, because this month is all about expanding. Keep expanding into that energy of limitlessness. I find that the essential oils help me tremendously with that, as well as colors and working with different stones and crystals. So for the aromatherapy, they're delightful ones. Grapefruit. Now you can get essential oil for grapefruit, or just this time of year you can get fresh grapefruit, do grapefruit juice in the morning, or smell the, as you cut the grapefruit, just smell those smells. It's really refreshing. It's really invigorating. And that will help you as you go through this month, because you're going to need more energy. There's a lot on the plate for everybody. The universe is cramming everything into every moment so we can get the most out of this time period. So the grapefruit helps you, you know, stay positive, accept on a physical level, have greater acceptance for our physical bodies, which would be really good to work with that first week of the month, the physical week of the month. Lemongrass. Lemongrass has a very cleansing effect, and there's some lemongrass tea that I like. It's called Zen. I think it's Tazo that does it. But you can also smell fresh lemongrass or get the essential oil. I like working with the doTERRA brand because it's very pure. It's certified therapeutic grade and food grade. So I'll take the lemongrass essential oil and drop it into some curry or lemongrass soup. Really wonderful. And then Melissa. Now, Melissa you may not have heard of. It's a fairly rare oil. I think they're growing it in Bulgaria or Hungary, bringing that back because it was a native plant to those countries. And Melissa is the oil of light. So when we talked about this infusion of light, weaving like a DNA pattern through September, it's planting the seeds for next year, because next year is that 11 energy. It's all about that Christ consciousness uplifted to a higher level. So Melissa, that oil of light, is directly tied to that 11 energy. It comes from a form of lemon verbena, so it's a really nice light scent and a very uplifting. So helps with dream time, helps with that kind of resolution of the shadow side of ourselves. The other one that I would recommend for working with that shadow is the juniper berry. So it's the oil of the night. And I've been working with that in the last month, putting it on the bottoms of my feet before I go to sleep at night. And it helps us integrate those parts of ourselves that we would otherwise not want to look at, not want to go there. And that's part of that work of becoming whole. So those are the recommendations for the aromatherapy. For colors, we can work with all shades of blue an aqua and green, some of my favorite colors. So I'm all set for September. And our stones, moonstone, tiger's eye, and lavender quartz. And moonstone and tiger's eye are pretty easy to find. You can get little pocket stones and jewelry in both of those. And having them available just to connect with, right? If you get to a point where you're saying, looking at a situation and you don't see options, that's a good sign that you are not aligning with limitlessness, because in a time of limitlessness, we should be able to see a myriad of options to any different situation. At every fork in the road, there are all these choices. If we're feeling trapped, like we have no choices, it's because we're holding ourselves in the jail cell after the universe has already left the key open, you know, has left the lock open. And sometimes you just need to push on the door. And there's a wonderful Osho Zen card that has that image where there's a little boy and he's looking outside the gate, out into the rainbows, and he wants so badly to go out and play. And if you look very closely, the gate was never locked. The lock is on there, but it's always been open, and all it would take is a little push. Well, that's where we are at this point in the year. We're at the point where we all need to be willing to just do that little push, because all of the limitations that we're experiencing are the ones that, as Richard Bach would say, we argued for. And we continue to argue for, because they're convenient excuses, they're convenient justifications for not following our dreams, they're convenient things that let us keep comfortable in our ruts and in our boxes. And I've got a few of them, probably more than a few, if I'm honest. And yet this is our time to say, okay, and how much longer do we want to keep living our lives the way that we've been living them? And I have a friend recently who has had the courage to say, hey, I'm just not going to do this anymore. I realize it is literally killing me. I am walking in another direction. And that takes courage a lot of times, and that takes faith in ourselves. And yet, as we come out of August, August has been the month of self-love. It is to gather around ourselves all of that love of the divine, all of that knowing the truth of who we are, all of that willingness to love ourselves to a greater level, and to say, I'm willing to open my hands to receive. I'm willing to open my arms to know that I am a child of the universe. Oh, we need Solazar to do Desiderata. No more or less than the seeing the stars. I'm not going to get the quote right, right? But we have a right to be here. We have a right to thrive. We have a right to experience all the best life has to offer. We come out of August with that knowing into a month that's all about limitless possibilities. So let's use those limitless possibilities to go out there and create the world that we want, to create the life that we want, to create and be the person in this life that we always wanted to be. So that is our amazing month of September that is coming up. And Solazar, there's so many aspects vibrationally that are really powerful. But I'm also excited to hear about what we have going on other fronts, because there are so many overlapping currents of energy that people have kind of pushing them, prompting them, and squeezing them, and enticing them to step up to the plate, to step up to a higher level of, hey, there's all these opportunities around us. Are we going to say yes? So I was curious if you had any thoughts or comments.
Sure. A couple of things that I will mention, because I think it ties globally into what you're saying, is something that you touched on briefly, is that we have the solstice coming up in September. And so September is really a transitional month for us cyclically through the year, spiritually, emotionally, physically, factually, however you want to deal with it. So we're going into a new cycle. We're going into a passage, and that's the solstice. And each of those points in the year are times when we owe it to ourselves to reflect on where we are, what we've done, what we haven't done, and not in a blaming way, not in a fault-finding way, and take a look at what we want to do going forward. Because as I mentioned at the beginning, when I was talking about the speed of the year, and I said in some cases I felt like there were things I had left undone, I hadn't gotten to, I'd let go. But yet at the same time, I don't look back and say, oh, that was carelessness or that was whatever it was. It was more as if what you touched on, the speed of the year, the speed of everything coming at us. We're dealing with everything at the best pace we can. So as we go into this last creative quarter of the year, I think it's critical that we take some time with that solstice coming up to really get clear on what we want to manifest in that last quarter. And you can make it as big or as small as you want. I don't care. It's personal to you, the individual. But it's important that we do that, that we don't lose sight of saying, oh, well, this year is done. I've lost the opportunity. Because we've never lost the opportunity.
I think that's really important, because it lets us be more judicious about where do we want to put our energy, because it's all going so fast. So am I spending my time on things that matter to me, or am I filling it with doing everybody else's to-do lists that they've created for me, for example, right? And maybe the answer is a little bit of both.
But this is a good time to, while we have some of this energy of still the self-love, to reevaluate where is our life force going?
And exactly. And I think it goes back to the Desiderata quote you were referring to that says, you are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. And whether or not it's clear to you, the universe is unfolding as it should. You have a right to be here. And the real point of that, and I think this is why it's good to focus on it in the context of this part of the discussion, is that we shouldn't get to the solstice and say, oh, well, I didn't get to it. Maybe next time. And we're treating ourselves as if we're undeserving. So when you said in this self-love portion of the year, we need to really say, I am deserving. And I'm not going to give up on me. So I'll take that a little further with some of the aspects that are going on right now. I think the big thing I want to touch on, going a little backward, and I'm going to go more backward, is to remind everyone that Friday, Saturn came out of retrograde. It's been sitting in that retrograde in Sagittarius since April 5th. Now, what that would impact, so you can calibrate how that may have impacted you. But generally, Saturn is about learning and about discipline and about focus and about, you know, attention to detail. So when Saturn's retrograde, Saturn's actually asking us to take a look at what's really important. Where are we really putting the energy that's important to us in our lives? And it's also from making huge leaps at one time. It's kind of a governor system on the carburetor of our life, slowing us down a little bit to keep us from going too far fast. And we're in a very unique situation right now. We have the sun, which moved into Virgo last Tuesday, right the day after the eclipse. And now we have Saturn going direct in Sagittarius. And we now have the opportunity to practically move forward. Not move forward helter-skelter, but move forward with practical intention, because we have that Virgo energy, that grounded energy, that detail-centric energy right there with Saturn going forward, you may find that things that weren't breaking free earlier in the year that seemed like they were slight struggles or difficulties or challenges are suddenly going to open up for you. Now, we also have Mercury. Well, that's coming forward. So I want to remind folks what's retrograde, though. It's important. So Pluto's been retrograde in Capricorn since April 20th, and it will go direct on September 28th. And Pluto, again, is about our subconscious, our underlying motivations and desires, the depth. Pluto is about transformation. It's about creating new from the old. And so Pluto wants each of us to do that examination. Remember, a retrograde is a self-examination. It's an internal focus. So Pluto is going to focus around powers and desires and woundings. And so even when Kira was talking about the eclipse and people are reacting from it and people are having all kinds of reactions, a lot of emotional reactions, a lot of flails, a lot of tempers, some of that really is really being highlighted against Pluto, which is saying, where's your power? Where's your desire? You've got to transform. And going back to what Kira referred to, and I made a reference in the beginning with James Allen, is that if you want to stay right where you are because you're afraid of making the effort, because you're afraid of what you might encounter, or you're afraid of just doing what's necessary, then you can stay right where you are. But this energy is going to pull at you because it's demanding that you transform yourself to be better than who you are in this moment, to be a better representation of you. Neptune's been retrograde since June 16th in Pisces. And as we know, Pisces is a very sensitive sign. So this is further going into that unconscious through your dreams. Pay attention to your dreams. Neptune will stay retrograde until November 22nd, and it's trying to open up your inner wisdom. It's trying to open up those areas, and it's talking to you in your dreams. So if you're not remembering all your dreams, try to make a conscious intent when you go to bed at night to remember the dreams that come to you, because they're talking to you, and it's important for you to try to reason them out. Now, remember, no one else can reason out your dreams. Oh, yes, there's people who do dream interpretation. They'll tell you that's what it means. That anchor means you're going on a seafaring trip. The importance of a dream is it's your unconscious talking to you, and it's talking to you in your language. So that anchor means one thing to me, but that anchor means something else to you. So it's important you get that initial hit, that initial feeling that I think that dream was talking about this, or I think that dream's telling me to do this. You are always right because it's your language that the dream is talking to you in. Now, on July 1st, Chiron also began a period of retrograde in Pisces, again, a sensitive sign. And Chiron is the wounded healer. So when Kira was talking earlier about we look at those inner woundings, everything about Pluto and Neptune and Chiron and our solar eclipse is all about clearing our inner woundings. This, as the one year, is the year of the identification of the self, the true self of who we are, the true self that we want to bring forward in the world. It's clearing out all the dross and dreck that we've brought forward from all that we've done before with our lack of clarity. This year is asking us to really apply clarity to what we're doing and to who we are. And Chiron, the wounded healer, more than anything else, wants us to heal our wounds. How does it do it? It brings them up. It brings them to the forefront. So we recognize that we're having this experience, that we're triggered. You know, if I suddenly go into the store and somebody, they're like today, somebody came from behind me and kind of cut in front, and I was talking to this person, it was going forward. And I was triggered, like, how dare he cut in front of me? And I said, you know, you're still behind me. And he said, yeah, yeah, and he moved away. But actually, it turned out they were together. So I went over and apologized, and I realized in that moment, did I really need to be triggered? What was I feeling? I was feeling like, hey, somebody's taking advantage of me. Somebody's doing something that gives me, you know, a second seat at the bus. You know, and I was all of those things that kind of led to, hey, you're still behind me. And yet what they were doing was totally innocent. They were together. They came in separately. They were together. They got their stuff together. That was a good example of Chiron bringing something up that said, you need to look at this, Solazar. Need to look at why you felt threatened or challenged or even defensive in that moment. Even though I handled it in a polite way, it still was a wounding that came to the surface. That's what Chiron wants us to look at. Why did we do that? Why did that happen? And then we also have the Uranus retrograde, which began August 2nd. It just began this month, and it's going to stay there till January 2nd. And Uranus means it's time to catch your breath and think about what is really needed in your life. You see, we seem to want a lot of things in our life. But even Kira made a reference to this earlier. Is what's really needed in your life? Do you really need that? You know, do you need to have a 5-car garage, you know, where your 2-car garage is right now? Do you need that? Now, I'm not saying you can afford it, you've got funding, you've got everything else, don't do it. What I am saying is very often we start finding lack in our life for things that we want, not things that we need. So it's important when we're doing our gratitude practice every day that we're recognizing the things that we need in our life that we have, as opposed to the things that we want in our life that we don't have. That's where all that human ego that Kira spoke about earlier, that's where that dissatisfaction comes from. Gee, Bob has this, why don't I? I need that in my life. Well, I don't need that in my life. I'm just comparing myself to Bob unnecessarily. The important thing is I saw a quote recently that I'm going to misquote. That important quote really is that none of us are the same. Each and every one of us are unique and different. So we need to stop comparing ourselves to each other because we're all different. No matter how many similarities of traits and ideas or thoughts, we're all unique. We're all different. Even when we talk about people finding their tribe, there's an inherent flaw in sometimes in the concept when we apply it. And the flaw is we're trying to find people who think like us. Well, you know what? Even if they think like you, they ain't like you. We're all unique. We're all different. And we need to recognize that aspect of it. And then our last retrograde planet, which is going to come back direct next week, of course, is Mercury on the 12th, which went retrograde. And as we know, when Mercury is retrograde, not only do we not think clearly, we sometimes can't speak clearly, or we say things we wish we hadn't said. All of that goes on, and that's the other retrograde influence we're going on right now. Now, this solar eclipse, as we spoke about, which was last Monday, and last Monday's show, Joyce Muse and I spoke about the solar eclipse at length. If you didn't hear it, go ahead and listen to the podcast because she talks about the 6-month unraveling of the influence of that eclipse. It's not immediate. And we've been seeing it as I asked Kira earlier, is that empathic people have suddenly found themselves maybe feeling a little more tired, a little more worn, maybe even slightly more stressed from the influence because the solar eclipse is about us walking through the dark to our own light. That's what it wants us to do. That goes right into the heart of determining what your unconscious desires and needs really are, determining what your woundings really are, and bringing them to the surface so you can identify them and heal them. Because if you can identify them, you can heal them. And it's time to get rid of them, to no longer be held back like a dog in the backyard on a leash, because our woundings are our leash. That dog wants to run free, But you know the dog can't run free because of cars and this and that and the other thing. But my question is about you. Why do you feel you can't run free? You feel you can't run free because somebody told you you can't. Somebody said either, you know, maybe you're not good enough, smart enough, tall enough, quick enough, whatever the not enough is, and you adopted it as your mantra inside. These retrograde planets are saying, get in there, dig that out, bring it out into the light, heal it, release it, and know that you do have worth. As Desiderata says, you are a part of the plan. You have a right to be here. Now, coming up, we mentioned, of course, Saturn has gone direct. We've mentioned that already. And then Venus went into Leo on Friday. Now, while that's not the greatest place for Venus to be, it's a grounding place for Venus to be. I mean, so we have our love, harmony, and attraction leaving Cancer, very emotional, goes into the fire sign of Leo, and now you're more expressive with your heart, your emotion, and your affection. Be careful that you're also expressing that emotion to you. It's a good place for Venus to be. You're going to feel benevolent. You're going to feel connected. People will matter more to you. Your relationships will matter more to you. Now, I'm not saying you're all going to run out if you're not in love and fall madly in love. That's not what it is. It's about the opening. And while you're opening, open to you. And then Thursday this week, on the 31st, Mercury, still in retrograde, will move into Leo. So this will be good because it'll bring our communication forward. Now, we're going to have to watch out for effluvius of the mouth, you know, or effluvium of the mouth, because after we've been hampered through this retrograde, we may suddenly feel the need to express things that still need to be held back. Pay attention to that. Remember, express it in kindness. One of the mantras that we've shared on the show is, I live and practice loving kindness in all situations. And starting from now, I encourage you to use that mantra and let it flow heavily on Thursday when suddenly Mercury moves into Leo while we're still retrograde. Now, next week, Mercury will come out of retrograde on Tuesday, the 5th, which is a great day. And then we're going to have also Mars moving into Virgo on that same day. Followed by the next day, we're going to have the full moon in Pisces. So we're going to start the month of September with a lot of manifesting and forward progressive energy. You know, Mars in Virgo is great. When I said grounding earlier for Venus and Leo, I misspoke. But it really applies to Mars and Virgo. Now we have our planet of assertion, of forward movement, a kind of our driving planet, even, of course, our warlike planet. But it's in that Earth sign of Virgo, which means it's saying, hey, be careful, be persistent, but pay attention to the details. Don't just start running forward across the field. At the same time that our Mercury goes direct, and then we have the manifesting energy of that full moon. So I think it's a great time going forward. And so those are some of my comments that I had to add into what you've shared, Kira. I didn't know if you had any comments back.
Well, there's a lot going on. And like you said, for people that are very empathic, you asked me that question yesterday if I was feeling tired. And I was like, yeah, a little bit. And today I am just wiped. And I feel like it was because over the weekend I wasn't around a lot of other people, but today I was in a building with all kinds of people with things going on, and I kind of am the sponge that goes around and sops up everybody's stuff. And I was like, oh, you're so right.
Well, I may not have said it when I was talking about the eclipse, but this eclipse, again, is about our transformation. That's period. That's what it's about. If you haven't had a chart done recently, find out where it hit in your chart. But it is about transformation. And then when you couple that with these retrograde planets that are telling all of us to go inside, take a look, and clear out, clear out everything that's not serving us. This is really a highly charged, energetic time that draws more on empathic people because, like you said, you're feeling the drain, you're feeling the draw, as other people may be reacting to it by throwing out the energy.
Yeah, and what we've talked about before with folks that have that, you know, when we do palmistry readings, if you look down at your hands and you look, there's on a lot of on people that are very empathic, they frequently have a ring that goes from between the first and second finger down to between your ring finger and your pinky. And if you have that kind of marking, that generally you're kind of that energetic sponge. And we encourage people that you have the power to squeeze out your sponge. So if you get home at night and you're tired out, right, maybe take a shower in the evening and just let all that extra energy that's not yours go down the drain. And consciously affirm that any energy that is not yours, you demand it to leave your field and return back to the light or back to its source. And so you can play that role of being the transformer, of allowing it to process back into light and let it go and say, I'm willing to work on the piece of this that is mine, but I do not need to carry, you know, all of the weight of the world in my sponge.
And you mentioned earlier about putting some of the essential oils on your feet. What I'd also encourage people to do is, even if you don't take that shower, take that bath, give yourself a foot bath. Because drawing energy out from our feet really relieves so much of the body. So if you won't give yourself the time for the full bath or the full shower, do a foot bath. Just let yourself go into warm water or cool water as appropriate and draw the energy out that way. And it would probably be good to even put some of the essential oils into the water as you do that.
Oh, absolutely. And you just gave me a brilliant idea. That's what I'm going to go home and do tonight.
Well, that's me, the brilliant idea provider. That's what I do. It's on my business card. And
it is. It's part of being that portal.
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, I want to thank you.
Brilliance for... right at the door.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. I feel like that almost is like a Groucho Marx type of thing. So I want to thank you for joining us and sharing your information. Thank you once again for everybody for listening. I agree with Kira. Take the information, turn the lead in your life into gold. Many blessings and a wonderful September. Namaste.